Hello again, music lovers. It's time to open up our inboxes, mailboxes, and apps to get a listen to some of the best new music coming to WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and here in episode 22, we run the gamut from artists who are brand new on the scene to long-standing, award-winning favorites. This batch of music tends towards the jazzy, bluesy, and poppy side of WNCW's music mix and begins with an artist who is returning to an inspiration some 40 years on and bringing in elements he never yet dared to in his sound. It might be a surprise to learn that a 14-time Grammy winner might have reservations about what his audience might be game for. It's true. But it won't be a surprise if it is one of the biggest hits of the year in the roots and Americana world. Let's get the show kicked off with the latest from the Jerry Douglas Band, now with horn players Jamel Mitchell and Vance Thompson on the album What If. Here's Cave Bop.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Paul Weller with She Moves With The Fair from his 15th solo album, A Kind Revolution. He also has three live albums and a soundtrack, and that's just under his own name, not counting earlier work with the Style Council or the Jam. Soul and rock are good touchstones for Paul Weller, but it's hard to pin him down. His approach tends to defy being put in any one or two or three boxes, really. That tune featured Robert Wyatt, and he also brings in Boy George for a duet on another. Weller is always expanding his sound, it seems, so even though you may scratch your head at times while listening, you know it will be anything but dull. In the middle was another celebrated artist, saxophonist, flutist, and composer Charles Lloyd. By the time he was in his early 20s, he was Chico Hamilton's music director, recording several albums with Hamilton's ensemble, then quickly becoming a renowned writer, arranger, and improviser, going on to lead his own quartet with several records, appearing at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1966 and becoming widely known after that, and then becoming Downbeat Magazine's Jazz Artist of the Year in 1967. And that was just the first part of his career. He leads a quartet with Jason Moran on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on drums, first formed 10 years ago. Lloyd says, "It's a small planet, and we are just passing through on our journey to the One. Every now and then, there are important intersections." The important intersections of this quartet's record is called Passin' Through and was recorded in Santa Fe. And that song was Tagore on the Delta. Thanks to Roland Dieroff for pointing out this album. You can hear him weekday afternoons and on Jazz and Beyond on Saturday mornings here on WNCW. At the top, we had the Jerry Douglas Band with the song that leads off What If. Douglas says, "I've always heard horn lines in my songs, and I usually put something else there instead." But after bassist Daniel Kimbrough joined the band in 2013, he introduced Douglas to guitarist Mike Seal and the horn section of Vance Thompson and Jamel Mitchell, who jumped in the fray and helped Jerry get over his fear that his audience might not go for such things. The band goes in a lot of directions on this disc, covering Tom Waits, serving up a tune co-written by Bela Fleck, and giving us their take on Hey Joe, to name a few. Changing gears now, here's the Sweetback Sisters on WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up.
Trouble's gonna get you when you least expect. Trouble's gonna get you when you least expect it. It creeps up fast, and boy, you're gonna get it. Go about your business like every day before. You never see it coming till it's knocking at your door, and you say, oh no, I'll never let you go. I can't bear the thought of being here without you all alone.
Joe Nosek and Oscar Wilson are the core of the Chicago blues collective Cashbox Kings, and that was a song about their hometown, Blues for Chi-Raq, from their seventh studio album, and their fifth with Wilson in the lineup. They cover blues royalty like Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson, Clifton Chenier, Jimmy Reed, and Amos Wilburn on this disc, and throw in many notable originals as well, including the song we just heard. Their subject matter goes from the humor of, if you got a jealous woman, Facebook ain't your friend, to the no-holds-barred anti-anthem, Build That Wall. Ahead of that was the Sweetback Sisters, who aren't real sisters, but who bring to mind sibling harmonies on their first record since Emily Miller and Zara Bodie took a couple of years off to start real-life families. Trouble comes from King of Killing Time, a title that is a nod at This Time Away, which also gave the band plenty of time to work on these songs, which were recorded at Guilford Sound Studio in Vermont. Honky Tonk Revivalist's Sweetback Sisters sync up pretty well with Cashbox Kings. Country and blues are kissing cousins, musically speaking. Plus, the album art of both records matches up as well. The Sweetback Sisters cover features an illustration of a blonde woman, cigarette dangling from her lips, looking somewhat forlorn, playing cards alone on a bed in a bare room. While Cashbox Kings are also fans of the form, with a winking, red-headed pinup girl answering a rotary phone wearing a black dress with "Sorry, wrong number" stitched into the hemline. You can hear a music mix showcasing the likes of the Sweetback Sisters not only on weekdays at WNCW, but also on the Cosmic American Music Show Fridays from 7 to 10 p.m. And the Cashbox Kings get double duty in our weekday mix and on the Saturday Night House Party, featuring blues music from 7 to 11 p.m. on Saturdays. As a member of WNCW, you can also access our archives page with these and other programs available on demand. Coming up, a segue of the week with a nugget from Calexico's early years. But first, let's go in a pop direction with the song Glass Jar from Tristan.
Thank you.
from New Zealand. That's Kane Strang and the song My Smile is Extinct from the album Two Hearts and No Brain. I've been big on New Zealand artists since high school when Crowded House tapes were blasting out of my Fiero, and college where I was exploring discs from the 3Ds, the Bats, the Chills, Verlaine's, Straightjacket Fits, Tall Dwarves, Jean-Paul Sartre Experience, and most anything Flying Nun Records put out. Kane Strang continues the tradition of those acts in his own minimal but hooky way, and this is his second album out on Dead Oceans. His first was on Flying Nun, actually. Kane has a kind of austere look about him, and his website reflects a less-is-more approach to information. His videos also sync up visually with his slightly deadpan vocals, and the pairing of that with abundant pop smarts is a hook all its own. You can catch more of this record on our Alternative Music Mix, Arc Overnight, hosted by Rob Daves and WNCW volunteers. It starts around midnight every night, but Wednesdays, here on Grassroots Radio. We started with Tristan, just the one name, Tristan, and on her third album now, called Sneaker Waves, which are unanticipated and powerful coastal waves that serve as a metaphor for death. She says, "All the good poetry is about death. Death, like a sneaker wave, can come at any moment, and so the truest currency for a human becomes time." Her husband and collaborator Buddy Hewen recorded the record with her at their home studio in Nashville. That song, Glass Jar, features vocals from her former bandmate Jenny Lewis and is a kind of indictment of people's preconceived notions about one another. So, two poppy numbers about bad relationships and death? What do you know? Why not transition to a dark number about a more positive relationship? Or at least you might take it that way. This is from the solo debut from Juanita Stein, the song Dark Horse.
I'm not afraid to local hotel ghost blow back around. Descend on those drugstore cowboy nights. Cling to the bar, then disappear from sight.
Band that embodies the American Southwest from their second LP, The Black Light. That was Calexico with The Ride Part 2, our segue of the week. John Confortino and Joey Burns are the heart of the group, and they met while in college at UC Irvine. Soon, Burns joined as bass player on Giant Sand's tour of Europe, and in a down period for that group, formed Friends of Dean Martinez with Confortino, Billy Elm, and Woody Jackson. Burns and Confortino formed Calexico in 97, and they've put out 15 albums total, plus compilations like the Mammoth box set Road Atlas. With extensive liner notes from music journalist and great friend of WNCW, Fred Mills. You can catch up on what Fred's doing nowadays at Capital at Play magazine and Blurt online. Juanita Stein is from Australia, but her new record is all about the U.S. That was Dark Horse from America. The band Howling Bells was where Stein was featured as singer and songwriter before this solo debut, which was recorded in Los Angeles and is, as she says, an ode to the dark heart of America. I forever idealized American life, growing up in Australia, where we were fed the American dream through film and television. The dichotomy between what was real and a dream is forever intriguing to me. So there you have it, another episode of some of the best new music featured here on WNCW. Please support the artists you enjoy hearing on this podcast, which, like everything else we do, is made possible because of listener support. You can join us as a member and help keep the whole thing going anytime by becoming a member on our website at wncw.org. Our theme song is Sing a New Song from Eliza Lynn. I'm Joe Kendrick, and it is an honor and a pleasure to be your host. Thanks for being here.
Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets.